meeting is being recorded.
Lord, we're thankful that we can study the word again today.
主啊，我们非常感恩，我们可以再次来学习神的话。
And we pray that you will teach us again today.
我们祷告就是您呢再次呢教导我们。
Now, Lord, we're studying in effect the last letters of our Lord Jesus Christ to his people, and we pray that we'll just learn from them.
所以呢，我们今天可能要学习最后一封书信，就是主耶稣的写给教会的。我们祷告，我们能够从中学到东西。
We're thankful again for all who are here.
我们再次向您献上感恩，为现在所有的人。
And we pray especially for Vic. Lord, it's almost like running a marathon, but you've kept him happy and smiling, and we pray that soon you will give him a driver's license.
因为主要我们要为老王祷告，因为他现在看起来像在长跑一个马拉松就是说来得到他的那个驾照，所以呢，在这个马拉松的过程中，他仍然是非常高兴，非常喜乐，所以我们祈求下一次你给他一个驾照。
So help him, we pray, keep him trusting you.
所以呢，我们求您帮助他，让他继续的相信您，祷告。
Now bless us as we turn to the word, we pray, we ask it in Jesus' name.
所以求您赐福给我们，当我们转向神的话的时候，我们的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Very good. Well, we've been studying in Revelation chapters 2 and 3.
我们一直在学习启示录的第二章和第三章。
I guess we really haven't got to 3 yet, but we're still in 2.
我认为我们还没学第三章，但仍然在第二章。
These chapters represent 7 letters to 7 different churches, the Lord Jesus Christ writing to them.
这一章呢，就是代表了七封书信，是主耶稣基督写给当地的七个教会。
Now the churches are representative of the 7 kinds of churches that you will find in the world.
因为这里面的七个教会呢，代表着七个典型的教会，当今你可以在世界上发现类似的七个类型的教会。
And they don't perfectly describe any church in the world today, but there are 7 typical kinds of churches.
因为在当今世界上呢，就是说所有的教会呢，就是有这样一个七个特征的教会，代表着整个世界的教会。
And there are strengths and potential weaknesses in each of those churches.
因为在这些每一个教会里呢，他们都有他们的强项和他们的弱点。
And there seems to be a sequential flow from one type of church to another.
这里呢就有一个系列的这样一个流动，就是说从一个教会到另一个教会。
And that flow is observable in history as you go from apostolic days.To today, and we're following that as we go.
因为这个呢，你如果追溯到历史上，从那个使徒时代的那样的教会到今天，这个历史上教会的历史，你可以沿着这七个教会的历史顺序下来，就是一直到今天。
But on a micro level, they are also sequential, just in the phases that a church goes through over time.
因为你从微观的来看呢，也就是当时的那七个教会，它是按照这个顺序走过来的。
So by way of review, the first church that we read about in chapter 2, verses 1 through 7 is the church at Ephesus.
因为我们从这里按照顺序来读的第二章的第一节呢，一直到第七节呢，写的是那个以弗所教会的。
It was the apostolic church, and many churches, when they first begin, from a strong base are often like this church.
这个呢，这样的有所，这个类型的教会呢，其实是使徒年代的那个教会。这样的教会呢，他们通常呢，都是开始有个很坚实的基础上开始的。
They were zealous for God and they had great blessing, but one of their problems was they left their first love.
他们对神呢，有极大的热心，但是呢，他们中间呢，其中呢，也有的问题呢，就是他们离弃了他们开始的爱。
The second church is the church in Smyrna.
这个第二类的教会呢，就是在教会士美纳的那个教会。
And that was a church that knew great persecution.
这个士美纳这样的教会呢，在那里呢，他们受到了极大的迫害。
Many churches around the world have known times of great persecution.
在今天当今的很多的教会呢，他们都有一段时间呢，都是会受到迫害。
Part of our family has a Scottish heritage, and the church in Scotland over the last few centuries has been a very peaceful church. There have not been persecutions.
所以呢，就是说他的家人呢，就是有一部分是从苏格兰来的，在苏格兰当时的他们那个教会的时候呢，他们那个教会其实是很有和平的一个教会，他们基本上没有受到怎么样的迫害。
But a few centuries ago, probably back in the 1500s, 1600s, they used to take some of the Christians up to a mountain, to a cliff.
但是呢，在就是说，几百年之前，大概是在1500年到1600年这样一个年代时候呢，他们会把那个基督徒呢带到那个悬崖边上。
And if the people of the who profess to be Christians continued to believe and did not renounce their faith, they were often pushed over the cliff and they died.
对那些如果当时呢那些坚持着他们基督徒的信心，就是说不改变他们信心那样人呢，他们就会把那些基督徒推下悬崖，把他们摔死。
So a zealous church like Ephesus often finds persecution follows. It follows historically, but it often follows just on an individual congregation basis.
所以这个呢，通常呢，从那个使徒年代那个教会有热心的那个教会，通常后面跟随而来的就是那个受破坏的教会。这个不光是从历史的角度去看，他们是同样从每一个单独的教会也是有这样的历史。
The third church is the church at Pergamos. And the strange thing about Pergamos is that the name means actual marriage.
这个呢，另一个就是叫别加摩的教会。别加摩的教会呢，实际上他们说他们紧密的结婚了。
And what happened there, was that the church was in a community where there was a satanic stronghold. It was a very religious city, and so the church grew, but it was highly influenced by the religion beside it.And the two came too close together.
实际上这里的问题呢，就是当时别加摩呢是一个宗教的城市，在宗教城市当时呢，你有很多撒旦的邪教。同样的呢，问题他们当时的问题就是那撒旦的那些邪的宗教呢和这个神的教会呢，他们都非常的紧密的融合在一起了。
And the church, instead of being separate for the Lord, it became entangled with the world, almost like Israel in the old days, getting close to Canaan, and the Canaanites marrying big problems in Israel. They would have been strong if they stayed alone, but they got involved with the Canaanites. Same thing here.
也同样的就是这个时候呢，教会本来是神分别出来给教会，但他们却没有那样，他们就是完完全全和当时的那个世界缠绕在一起了。就像当时的以色列人他们到那个迦南地以后呢，和当地的迦南人呢，他们紧密的缠合在一起，然后呢在当时呢他们互相通婚，所以这样呢导致了当时出现了很多问题。如果他们不跟他们缠绕在一起，他们会变得很强的。
And historically, that carried on in mostly the third century, between 200 and 300, the church and the community around them got closer and closer. And the church got weaker and weaker.
这里大部分时间都发生在第二世纪和第三世纪，这个时候呢，当时大概是20几年到30几年这样的一个年代。然后呢，这个时候呢，当时的那个教会和当时的那些教会，变得越来越靠近，越来越靠近，所以当时的教会呢，变得越来越弱，越来越弱。
And then in the year 312, the Roman Emperor Constantine decided that he was going to become a Christian.
然后在那个公元后312年，当时的那个罗马帝国的那个国王呢叫康斯坦丁，他呢康斯坦丁他决定呢宣称他自己是个基督徒。
He did so for two reasons. First of all, he did it because it would be economically good for him.
他做这个呢有几个原因。首先一个原因呢就是说呢，他认为呢在他如果先称为他是基督徒，在经济上对他有利。
And he did it because it would give him military strength.
这样他们第二个呢原因呢就是说那个他如果这么做呢，从军队的角度来说可以让他变得强大。
Now history says there's no evidence that he was born again. No evidence that he repented of his sins. All there was the fact that he said, I have become a Christian.
因为在历史上呢，没有任何的证据证明他重生了，也没有任何的证据证明他悔改了他的罪。我们所有的所知道的就是他说呢，我现在是一个基督徒了。
And so what happened then was that the hierarchy of Christianity, the organization of the church became controlled by the government.
变成了一个什么？当时呢，基督教的那些高阶的那些阶层呢，都被当时的政府所控制了。
And the ordinary Christian then was way down here, but the organization of the church was all controlled by the government.
因为这里呢，普通的基督徒呢，他们是在这里，但是那个当时教会的那些组织的那些高阶的组织呢，都被政府所控制。
So that is the background to this church in Thyatira. It carried on like that historically for many hundreds of years.
也就是这个特亚天拿教会的当时的一个社会背景，所以这样的一个进程呢，进了已经有几百年了。
So now we'll go back and read the detail of the church in Thyatira, and I will go slowly as we read, trying to explain some of the significance of what is said in the light of what we've just discussed.
也就是说，我们开始要慢慢的来读这个给提亚特纳这个教会的信，然后呢，我在中间呢会慢慢的给大家解释刚才我们所提到的那些事情，在这个时代的，在这样个教会时代里的意义。
To the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire, and whose feet are like burnished bronze.
就是完全说你要写信给推亚推纳教会的天使，那眼目如火焰，脚像光明铜的神的儿子说。
So he says to this church with its bad hierarchy and the congregations under it, he says, I want you to know, first of all, I am the Son of God. I'm over every church organization.
基本上主耶稣基督对这个当时的教会的这个高阶的管理人员说呢，我是神的儿子，我是高过一切的所有的教会组织的那一位。
He said, I've got eyes like blazing fire. I can see all the problems in the church.
他说呢，我现在眼目如火焰，所以呢，我可以看见所有的在你们教会发生的问题。
And my feet are like burnished bronze. Bronze in scripture is often a picture of the judgment of God.Jesus is introducing himself as the judge, basically saying, you fellows in the church aren't doing it right, but I am the judge.
也对你呢，脚像光明铜，这个铜在圣经里通常代表着审判，所以主耶稣基督在这里说呢，我现在就是那个审判官，我现在就是来行审判的。
Now he says in verse 19, I know your deeds.Your love, your faith, your service, your perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at the first.
就是说我知道你的行为，爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你末后所行的善事比起初所行的更多。
He said there are many of you in this particular church who are working zealously.And working wisely for God, and I commend you for that.
你这里记得上说，你们在这样一个叫你们教会里，很多人呢，他们勤奋的为神工作，热心的为神工作，明智的为神工作，所以呢，我要表扬你们。
Verse 20, he says, Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate, excuse me, that woman Jezebel.Who calls herself a prophetess. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols.
20节说，然而有几件事我要责备你们，因为你容忍那自称是先知，自称是女先知的妇人耶洗别，去教导和引诱我的仆人，让他们行淫，又吃祭偶像之物。
So this church was characterized by teaching coming down from above, characterized by the teaching of Jezebel.
所以这样的一个教会呢，他现在呢，他们所行的教义实际上是从最开始那个叫耶洗别的那样的一个女先知那样下来的。
And I think we pointed out last week that Jezebel was a heathen princess, she was a leader of the church, the religion devoted to Baal, and she was a very powerful, very wicked woman.
And then 上一次我们就提到了这个耶洗别呢，它实际上是一个外邦国家的那个不信神的国家的一个公主。公主呢，她当时呢，其实上就是当时那个宗教的一个领导人，他们那个敬拜巴利的一个宗教的领导人，她是一个非常的有权能有而且邪恶的一个妇人。
In scripture, the Bible makes it very clear that women are not to usurp authority over men. They are not to be the public preachers.
其实在圣经里讲得非常清楚，那个妇女呢，她不应该是她的权利呢，不应该权威不应该在男人之上，而且呢，她们也不应该做公开的那种讲道。
Interestingly, where we find women in positions of leadership in so-called church organizations, you usually find big problems.
因为非常有趣的是呢，如果你在一个被称之为教会的组织这样的，你发现呢是一个女的领导人呢，通常呢你会在那个教会里发现大量的问题。
Women have a responsibility in the church equally as important as men, but it's different.
因为这个妇女呢，在教会里和男人之间呢有同样同等的职责，但是呢，妇女和男人在教会是不一样的。 The
woman's role is to be foundational and supportive.
因为呢，这些 妇女的这个角色在教会里呢，她是作为一个基石和去支持的这样一个特点。The
men's role is to be the spokesman and to be decision makers, but the women's role is to be supportive and to be foundational, both vital.
因为这个呢，其实男人的角色呢，教会里就是说去。 讲话，然后呢，就是做决定。那么妇女的角色在教会里呢，她就是支持，作为教会的基础基石，两样呢，同样是重要的。If
you go through scripture, you will find very often at the foundation of the great works of God are great women.
所以呢，你在从那个教，你如果读圣经的话，通读圣经，你会发现，实际上很多神的伟大的工作都是基于在妇女作为基石的这样一个基础上建立起来的。Why
was there revival in Samuel's day?
因为什么在撒母耳那个时代有一个复兴呢？
The foundation of Hannah.
是那个汉娜她所建立的基础。
Samuel was the preacher, but there would have been no Samuel if it hadn't been for Hannah.
所以呢，那个撒母耳他是一个讲道人，但是如果没有汉娜，那就不可能有撒母耳。What
about the revival in the days of David?
那么大卫的那个时代是复兴是什么样的呢？
The foundation was Naomi and Ruth, and there would have been no David had there not been a foundation of Naomi and Ruth.
因为那个基础呢，就是实际上当时是拿拿亚诺拿亚米和那个路德，他没有那亚米，没有路德，那其实就没有这个基础，也没有那大卫王。In
the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great foundation was Mary, his mother.
因为在主耶稣基督那个时代，所以这个大的基础呢是建立在他的妈妈玛利亚身上。
And in the book of the Acts, over and over again, we read of the foundation that the women made and played in the building of the church.
因为在使徒行传里面，我们也读到了大量的关于这些妇女，她们实际上，她们当时呢，建立呢，设立呢，教会的那些基础，也为教会的工作。Now
the problem in Thyatira is that they took a woman like Jezebel. She was a woman, and she was a woman of evil background, evil life, no indication she was a believer. She was elevated to the position of a teacher.
这里在推亚推拿这个教会里，他们的问题呢，是他们选出了一个像那个耶洗别那样的一个妇女，这样一个妇女呢，她是一个邪恶的妇女，她没有迹象表明她是一个基督徒，所以呢，他们把这样一个人呢推上去，在他们教会里做教师。And
it's interesting, she taught two things.
这里很有趣的是呢，她教导两件事。The
end of verse 20, by her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols.
这个经文的结尾呢，告诉我们呢，这个人呢，他引诱那些信徒们呢行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。The
emphasis of her teaching was fleshly, carnal, not spiritual and theological.
所以这里呢，讲到的呢，他呢，其实讲到的，他的教导是属 肉体的，在肉身里面的，而不是说属灵的。然后呢，就是有对。
And just to note the progression in these logical thoughts, she taught them sexual immorality and to eat food offered to idols.
所以这个里面呢，我们来看看他这个他的教义的那个逻辑，就是刚开始呢。但是教导他们行奸淫，然后呢教导他们吃拜偶像之物。
And in the earlier church, Pergamos, verse number 12, no, verse number 14 says Balak. Balaam taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality.
因为呢，在别加摩这个教会呢，在第十四节我们读到了呢，当时这个巴兰呢，他曾教导以色列人呢，教导以色列人叫他们吃拜偶像之物，行奸淫的事儿。
Balaam says, number one, get them eating the wrong food, and then sexual immorality. Jezebel says, sexual immorality, number one, number two, get them eating the wrong food.
然后当时的巴兰的教导呢，就是说，第一呢，你们吃拜偶像之物；第二呢，你行奸淫。那么这个耶洗别呢，他教导他们呢，首先呢，你们行奸淫，然后你们吃拜偶像之物。
Now, sexual morality, sexual purity is imperative in the church.
所以呢，当时的那个性方面的这个纯洁呢，在那个教会里是不存在。
And if allowed in, it will grow to a point of great superiority.
那如果这个被允许当时在那里存在呢，最后呢就会变成一个极大的一个灾难。
One of the biggest issues in the so-called Church of Jesus Christ in our day is the question of sexual immorality.
因为这个在当今我们那些被称之为主耶稣基督的教会里面，有一个极大的问题，就是存在着不道德的性关系。
And one church organization after another is being torn apart by this, and one small congregation after another being torn apart by this.
所以一个一个的那些大的教会被这样的一个事情给摧毁了，一个一个的那小的教会由于这样行奸淫的事儿也被摧毁了。
And all kinds of people who call themselves Christians are saying God doesn't really demand one man, one wife. We can have multiple partners. We can have homosexuality. All of that is good, and we're still Christians.
所以当今呢，很多人呢，他说呢，自称为基督徒的人，他说神并没有要求我们基督徒是一夫一妻制，我们可以有很多的其他的性伴侣，我们也可以有同性恋，但是呢，我们仍然还是基督徒。
That will be a huge issue in the years that lie ahead.
因为这将成为一个巨大的问题，在我们教会的摆在前面。
All right, now verse 21 then, going back to what happened in Thyatira, he says, I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling.
因为这第21节回到我们这里，就是我曾给她悔改的机会，她就不肯悔改她的淫行。
So he says, I will cast her on a bed of suffering.And I will make those who commit adultery with her to suffer intensely unless they repent of their ways.
第二就是看了，我要将他扔在床上，那些与他行淫的人若不悔改所行的，我要叫他们同受大患难。
I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches the hearts and minds.And I will repay each of you according to your deeds.
第二三节说，我要用死亡击杀他的儿女，叫众教会知道，我是那监察人心肺的，并要照你们的行为报应你们个人。
So the Lord is saying, listen, What that woman was teaching was very, very bad, and I will deal with it and punish her severely. Verse 24 says, now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira. Remember now, there were two levels in Thyatira. There was the organization that the taught that tolerated Jezebel. And then there were the congregations below, just the individual people. He says, now I say to the rest of you individual people, to you who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you, only hold on to what you have until I come.
因为刚刚第二世纪这儿，我就说的注意你们帖撒那教会里有两类的人，一类是在那个管理层的高层的，他们那些人呢允许这个耶洗别的这样一个教义在他们教会里面行，但是呢，第二类呢就是叫其他的教会会众是在下面的，这下面是解给那些其余的人的，所以至于你们帖撒那群人就是一切不从那教导不晓得他们所说撒诞生奥之事的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的担子放在你们身上，但你们
Okay, so two kinds of people in the church at Thyatira. The people at the top who were theologically and practically in error. That was a problem. They were, if you like, the clergy, the ordinary congregation, the laity. Underneath them often were good people. But at the top, it was very, very bad.
这里讲到的呢，就是当时呢，提亚天纳教会他们有两类的人，一类的人呢，他们是在上面，在上面做管理的阶层的，他们实际上当时呢，他们的神学的和他们实践的都是有错误的，他们实际上这是一部分，另一部分是在他们下面，下面基本上讲的呢，就是那些在教会的会众，他们是跟随着他们的。
So if you were in a congregation like that, and you were just a member of the congregation, and at the top it was very bad, what would you do?
因为如果你在这样一个教会里，他那个教会的那个高层的人呢，都是非常坏的人，你只是教会的一个普通会众，那么你会怎么做呢？
You would say the top may be bad, but I'm not going to be bad.
你会说那些高层的人可能坏的，但是我不像他们一样坏。
That unfortunately has been a picture of what has happened in the church very, very much down through much of church history.
这个呢，这样一种情况实际上发生在。 对，从教会的历史往下算的话呢，在很多教会里都有类似的状况发生。It
is the Roman Catholic Church that has basically been guilty of this.
这里呢，基本上呢，就是说，罗马天主教是在这样的一件事情上是有罪。The
Roman Catholic Church has separated the clergy from the laity. And they say the people down below, they don't even have to read their Bible. They just listen to what people say at the top.
因为罗马天主教他们实际上呢，把那个神职人员和普通的会众呢，把他们分开了。他们说这些神职人员在这一层里的人呢，他们来管理一切，甚至下面的会众呢，你都没必要去独自读自己读圣经。
And even the priests don't read the Bible because they just have to learn what people tell them on top of that. So when I spoke to a priest years ago, asked him a question about the Bible, he said, I don't know the Bible. I'm just a priest. He said, you read the Bible. You know the Bible. I don't know your answer to your question. And he wouldn't even talk to me.
其实你实际上呢，就算是神父，天主教的神父呢，他们也不读圣经。就是很多年前呢， 尔德碰到一个天主教的神父，他问他关于圣经的事，他说我不读圣经，我只是说是上面的人告诉我们，管理我们的人告诉我们，我就教什么，所以呢我不了解圣经，你读圣经，你去读圣经，所以在这以后呢，他甚至不理海尔德。
Now the question is, who is the Jezebel in the Roman Catholic Church?
问题是那个罗马天主教里谁是那个耶洗别呢？
And the Bible scholars tell us that the parallel is between Jezebel and Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个其实上呢，那神学家告诉我们呢，这个耶洗别实际上代表的呢，就是是在那个耶洗别和我们的主耶稣基督的母亲玛利亚之间的这样一个人。
And the Roman Catholic Church has always made much of Mary and not so much of Jesus.
所以罗马天主教呢，通常呢，他们呢，就是说，总是谈论的玛利亚比谈论主耶稣基督更多。
And over the years, Mary has gone higher and higher and higher, and Jesus has gone lower and lower.
所以很多年下来以后呢，那个玛利亚呢就变得越来越高，我们的主呢，耶稣呢就变得越来越低。
And the official doctrine of the Roman Catholic Church today is, if you're going to pray, pray to Mary.Because she will be more understanding and more compassionate than Jesus.
所以现在今天罗马天主教的教义呢，说呢，他们官方的教义说，你如果你要祷告，你向玛利亚祷告；如果你向玛利亚祷告，玛利亚更能理解你，她比主耶稣基督更能理解你。
Jesus said, "Ask the Father in my name, and He will give it to you."
所以主耶稣基督说你奉我的名去求父什么父会都会给你。
And the Roman Catholic Church says, no, you ask Mary, because if you ask Mary, she will tell Jesus what to do, because she's his mother. And so she'll tell Jesus what to do, and then Jesus will answer you. But Jesus wouldn't himself.
你这个里面呢罗马天主教说呢你要是祷告呢你去找那个玛利亚。你就找玛利亚祷告，因为玛利亚为什么要找玛利亚祷告呢？因为玛利亚是主耶稣基督的妈妈，她妈妈呢，她会去告诉主耶稣，告诉主耶稣以后呢，主耶稣基督就能照着你的做。如果你只是告诉主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督不会照着你祷告的做。
The Roman Catholic Church today will tell you that that Mary was sinless. She never did sin.
所以今天的天主教呢，他告诉你呢，玛利亚是无罪的，她从来没有犯过罪。
There is nothing in the Bible to support that. The Bible says Mary said in her prayer, "I rejoice in God my Savior." She needed a Savior just like you and I do.
在圣经里从来没有提到这一点，说玛利亚是无罪的。但是我们读到了呢，玛利亚她祷告说呢，我要感谢神，赞美神，因为我要感谢我的救主。所以呢，实际上，玛利亚跟你我都是一样，她也是个罪人，她也需要救主。
The Roman Catholic Church will tell you today that Mary ascended up to heaven. She never did die. She just went straight up to heaven.
因为我们天主教也会告诉你说玛利亚实际上呢她从来没有死她是直接上天堂去了。
The Roman Catholic Church today will tell you that Jesus is a redeemer. He's the one who saved us. But they will say that Mary is co-redemptrix with Jesus. Each of them equally powerful. Mary and Jesus.
当今罗马天主教呢，他会告诉你说，主耶稣基督是我们的救赎主，主耶稣基督救赎了我们。但是呢，玛利亚呢，她同样有救赎的权利，她是和主耶稣基督呢一起，他们合作来拯救我们的，所以他们同样呢都有拯救的同等的权利。
And I haven't gone into all the detail there, but enough to warn you that this particular age, the age of Thyatira, has these particular elements of error in it associated with Mary and many others, and those carried on from about the year 600 to around the year 1500, almost 1,000 years. That was typical of the church in the Western world.
我还没跟大家讲到很多的细节，但是实际上前面讲的足够的可以警告我们说，这个当时呢，在这个世界上这样的教会里发生的这些错误的观点，基本上是从公元后600年到公元后1500年之间差不多1000年之间发生的事情，所以这时在这个年代，在那个当时天主教所发生事情跟这个在天涯天大教会。
Now, the problem in the church at Thyatira, in part, was they had a clergy at the top, the people who ran the church, and they had the laity at the bottom.
因为这个在罗马天主教的他的这个主要的问题呢，实际上他们在上面呢有一层那些神职人员。 这些所有神职的人员呢，他们是在上面，下面呢就有一些基本的会众，他们都在底下。
God says that's not the way the church is supposed to be.
那神说呢，这不是神的教会应该有的方式。
Who's supposed to be in charge of our church?
谁应该来管理我们的教会呢？
Jesus.
主耶稣。
Every one of us who are in the church, who are we supposed to report to?
所以呢，每一个人呢，都是我们，就是主，是我们每个人都应该向他述职的那样一个。
You all report to Jesus.
我们所有的都向主耶稣基督述职。So
there may be elders in the church, but the congregation don't report to the elders. The congregation reports to Jesus.
因为在教会里可能有一些长老，但是呢，在会众并不向长老述职，那个会众是向主耶稣基督述职的。The
Jesus, the elders are responsible for the church. They will try to help the church. They will try to teach the church periodically. They will even exercise discipline in the church. But the church will always report to Jesus.
因为在那些教会里的那些长老们呢，他们也许呢，他们就会管理教会，他们也许就会教导教会，他们也许其实是要帮助教会的会众，甚至呢，有的时候他们必须责备教会的管教教会的会众，但是呢，教会的会众从来不向长老述职，他们是向主耶稣基督述职。The
church is like the body, we're told in scripture.
所以教会呢？ 是像一个身体，这是我们在教会里被告知的，在圣经里被告知的。
Who does the body report to?
那么身体向谁述职呢？
The body reports to the head.
那么身体呢，向你的头述职。
Every member in my body reports to the head. My arm reports to my head. My legs report to my head. My heart reports to my head. All the members report to the head.
因为我所有的身上的所有的器官都向我的头大脑述职，我的手臂向我的大脑述职，我的腿向我的大脑述职，我的心脏向我的大脑述职，我身上的每一个器官其实都是向我的大脑述职头。
That's why the body is able to do such amazing things. The body can play the piano. And the body can play basketball.
所以这就是为什么身体可以做那么多奇妙的事，因为你的身体可以弹钢琴，你可以打篮球。
Not because all the members of my right hand report to my elbow, and all the members of my left hand report to my other elbow. That would never work. They all report to the head.
因为这个并不是说呢，我们所有的，我这个手呢，像我这个眉毛呢，竖着，我那个手像这个眉毛竖着，不是，我们所有的这些器官都是向我的大脑头竖着。So
the Lord Jesus Christ is our head, and we all report to Him.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，他是我们的头，所以我们所有人都是向他竖着。
But But the world says, no, no, we need a hierarchy. We need this church reporting to a senior man, maybe a bishop or a whatever, and then to this one and this one, all the way up to the man at the top of the church, and then he can report to Jesus. That's not God's way.
这个世界呢，它并不是这样说的。他说，我们在教会里应该有个阶层，有个阶级，这样呢，那就是这个阶级呢，向上一个阶级，或者是主教会是什么的，而这个阶级向这个阶级数值，那个阶级向那个阶级数值，最后呢，那个阶级呢，向所有的管理整个教会的人数值，然后那个人再向主耶稣基督数值。但是神说，确实，人的教会不是这样的。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思呢？
Well, it means you and I got to keep coming to Bible studies because we've got to learn the truth of God because Jesus is going to be directing us directly, not through other. He'll direct you directly. You've got to learn of him.
意味着呢，我们每个人都要来学习圣经，都要参加这样的信心，在圣经学习。我们学习神的知识，然后呢，我们每个人都学会呢，自己怎么样去向主耶稣基督述职，因为主耶稣基督他会看着我们，我们所做的事就是向主耶稣基督负责。
So back to chapter 2 now and verse 6, it says to the church at Ephesus, you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Nicolaitans, ruler over the people, the clergy at the top, the people at the bottom. Jesus said, I hate that.
所以这里呢，我们回到第二章的第六节启示录的，他就是说呢，然后还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。所以这个尼格拉党人呢，他们实际上就是教会的那个高层的管理人，也就像神职人一样，他们管理一切。然后呢，我们地下的人就是一些会众，所以说当时的一个所教会，他们就是恨恶这些尼格拉一党，主就是说。
All right, now chapter 2 and verse number 15 says, likewise to Pergamos, you have those who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans. There it is again.
因为我们回到第15节，第二章第15节说呢，在你那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人的教训。
A little in the church at Ephesus becomes a little more in the church at Pergamos becomes a huge problem in the church in Thyatira.
所以这里呢，当时呢，在以弗所教会呢，有一点点那个尼格拉党这样的一个问题，然后在比加摩呢，也有另外一个更多一点的问题。那么呢，到了推亚天那教会的时候呢，就成了一个巨大的问题。
All right, back to chapter 3 now, chapter 2 now, and verse 26. The Lord Jesus speaking to the congregation in Thyatira.
因为这个我们回到了第26节，其实第二章第26节，主耶稣基督开始向提亚天大教会的会众说话。
He says, to him who overcomes, and does my will to the end, I will give him authority over the nations.
第二呢，就说那得胜，也就是说我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄，制服列国。
Now, in the Middle Ages, the Roman Catholic Church wanted to have authority over the nations.
因为在中世纪，实际上罗马天主教呢，他们想要一个这样的权柄，是超过列国的。They
established what they called the Holy Roman Empire.
因为他们其实上建立一个他们自己称为的圣洁的罗马帝国。And
the Roman Catholic Church often controlled the kings in the country, and they had to do what the church told them to do.
当时的罗马天主教呢，它实际上呢，控制了当时的国王，所有的国王，还有所有的国家，所以呢，他们必须遵照当时罗马天主教会按照要他们去做的事情。
The church taught much then that was wrong in the theological sense for the congregation. They got that all wrong. But when they taught the kings in the world, they got that all wrong. The church did a terrible job in the Middle Ages.
因为在中世纪的时候呢，实际上当时罗马天主教呢，他给教会众的教义是错误的，然后呢，他们把这些错误的教义又去教导那些当时世界上各国的国王们，然后呢，这样的呢，所以他们当时在中世纪这个年代，因为他们这些错误的教导和指导，产生了非常可怕的大量的问题。
But the Lord Jesus promises to the overcomer who does what Jesus wants rather than what the church wants. He just followed Jesus, and what's he going to get? God will ultimately give him control over the nations.
这点你主耶稣基督给那些就是说听从主耶稣基督教导的那样的，而不是听从当时所谓的罗马天主教教会教导的人。这样的人，他如果坚持到底，主耶稣基督给他们有一个应许，就是要赐给他们权柄，制服列国。
So who's going to be running the world a few hundred years from now?
所以呢，从现在开始几百年以后，谁会最后统治世界呢？
You are.
你是的。
That's the teaching here.
这就是你说的。
Everywhere else in Scripture too, but that's what's going to happen in the day that comes. You keep following the Lord. You do it right today. You obey Jesus today. You'll rule over the nations in the years to come.
这就是这里的教导，也是圣经里其他地方的教导。你呢，就是。 跟从主耶稣基督，你遵守主耶稣基督的话，那么从现在以后几百年以后，统治世界、制服世界的人就是你。Verse
27, how will he be ruling over the nation?
第二十七节是他们怎样去制服列国了？He
will rule them with an iron scepter, and he will dash them to pieces like pottery.
Wow.
The church says, we're going to be the clerisy. We'll be in charge. We'll tell the people in the church what to do. We'll tell the whole world what to do. Jesus said, no. I will tell the world what to do. And the people who love me and just keep doing my work, why, I'm going to elevate them. And they will one day rule the world in that marvelous day when the kingdom is God's kingdom. And Jesus is the king, and we get to be his servants.
当时在罗马天主教会说呢，他们是高层的管理人员，他们是要去管理会政，去管理列国。但是主耶稣说不是这样的，就是说，对那些爱我的人、遵守我命令的人呢，我当最后呢会把他们提高，提高到当主耶稣基督的王国降临的时候呢，他会去统治列国，他会在主耶稣基督作为主耶稣基督的仆人去统治列国。
Verse 28 says, I will give him the morning star. What's that mean?
所以第28节说, 我要赐把晨星赐给他, 这什么意思呢?
The morning star is the star that comes out just before the sun comes up. It's the star you see in the heavens most brightly just before the sun rises.
所以这个晨星是什么呢? 晨星就是那个在太阳升起之前的那一颗星。那颗星呢，它是其实最明亮的一颗星。
And the time in which the church of Thyatira was ruling from the 600 to 1400, those days are usually called by the historians the Dark Ages.
因为当时那个天上天大教会从公元后600年到公元后1500年之间呢，这样一个教时期的教会呢，实际上这被称为教会的黑暗时期。
Jesus said, I'm going to give you the morning star. Pretty soon, it's all going to be over and things will be much better. You just keep following the Lord. It's going to get better.
也就是说呢，您不要担心，因为你们现在黑暗，我会很快就把晨星赐给你们的，一切都会变得更好，所以不用担心，很快这个晨星就会来到。
And now verse 29, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. That's all of us. We've got to listen carefully what the Lord says to the churches.
那第二节就说呢，圣经向众教会，这就是我们所有的人，这些圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就当应当听。All
right, so that's the story of Thyatira. I've mixed many things up. I've told you about it historically. I've told you about it on an individual basis, and even today, it's possible for you and me to be, others to be, in a church which is wrong at the top, but no reason why it can't be doing what is right at the bottom.
因为这里实际上我就是告诉你们所有的关于黑鸦天拉这个教会的，从历史的角度来看，关于黑鸦天拉教会，从单独的各单个的教会来看。 这个天涯天涯教会的，而且就是说是从我们现在自己的身上来看，关于这个天涯天涯教会的，因为这个天涯天涯教会他们是在高层的这些人呢，他们是错误的，但是我们在下面的，就是这些会议中的，没必要跟着他们去做同样的错的事。Okay,
the principle simple, wrong at the top, but you make it right where you are, even if it's wrong at the top.
因为这个原则是非常简单的，那个在高层的是错误的，但是你在下面的你把它纠正过来，你没必要跟着他一起做错事。What
would you do if you were in a family where mommy and daddy were very, very bad and you wanted to be a good boy or a good girl? What would you do?
因为如果你在家里的话，你的爸爸妈妈是非常坏的，但是呢，你想。 做一个好男孩，或者做一个好女孩，那么你该怎么做呢？
You'd say, I guess I've got a responsibility to be good, even though mommy and daddy are bad.
因为你说呢，就算是父母，爸爸妈妈是坏的，我也有责任，我要做一个好人。But
it would be terrible if Johnny said, my mommy's dad, my daddy's bad, so I'm going to be bad too, and I got a really good excuse for being bad. No, you don't.
因为这个呢是很坏的。如果将军说呢，他爸爸妈妈是个坏人，所以呢我也是个坏人。哦，这个没问题，因为我爸爸妈妈是坏人，所以我也可以有很好的借口成为一个坏人。不，你没有这个借口。All
right. Now, in summary, the problem at the church of Thyatira is bad at the top, but possibly good at the bottom. Now we're going to study the church in Sardis. What do we know about it? It's good at the top. It's just bad at the bottom.
Oh my. 因为呢，这个里面呢，现在呢，就是一个很简单的，在天涯天堂教会呢，在上面的人呢，他是坏的，在下面的人呢，可能是好的，也可能是坏的。但是后面我们呢，要学的这个教会呢，就跟这个完全相反。因为在上面是好的，在下面的会众是坏的。Let's
read a little bit about the church in Thyatira, chapter 3. Sorry, church in Sardis, chapter 3.
我们现在呢，读一点关于这个撒迪教会的，在第三章启示录。
It says, to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds, that you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead.
那么第三章第一节，你要写信给撒迪教会的天使，那有神的七灵和七心的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。What
would the reputation be of that church?
所以这个教会的名声是什么样的？
Somebody says, well, I go to that church. I go to the Sardis church. And people say, oh, that's really good. That Sardis church, they've got good rules. They've got good reputation, everything. That's a good church.
有些人呢说呢，哦，我去，哎，那个你去哪里呢？他说我去那个，我是在沙迪教会。我说哦，那个教会真好，你去的那个教会真好，他们的规则呢都很好。 他们也很好的名声。
So I could say, well, the church in Sardis is a good church. I'm going to go there, and because I go there, I'll be good. So if I get in a good church, I'll be good.
因为我就说呢，如果那个沙迪那个教会呢，它的名声很好呢，我就去那个教会。如果那个教会是个好教会呢，那么我也去那个教会。我去了那个教会呢，我也有一个很好的人了。
No, you can't say, I'm living for Jesus because I go to the right church.
你不能这么说，你说，我要去服侍主耶稣基督，是因为我在一个好的教会里。
You say, I'm living for Jesus, doesn't matter what church I go to. It's better that I go to a church that's right at top. But even if it's wrong at the top, I'm still going to be living for Jesus. Don't pretend that because you go to a good church, you're good.
因为这里呢，实际上呢，就是说，你要为主耶稣基督而活。你要为主耶稣基督活的话呢，不管你是去一个好的教会呢，还是去一个坏的教会，你都要去为主耶稣基督活。你不要去假设你去了一个好的教会呢，你就是个好人。
So verse 2 says, wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard and obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief and you will not know at what time I will come to you.
第二节第三节说呢，你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为，在我神面前没有一样是完全的。第三节说，所以你要回想你所怎样领受、怎样听见又怎样遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。So
historically, what happened?
所以在历史上发生过什么呢？
Well, after the bad days of Thyatira, many men of God began to study their Bible, and they said the doctrine of the clerisy in Thyatira is wrong.
其实呢，这个历史上发生的是在很多年推亚推那教会以后，结束以后，很多人呢，他们就开始自己读圣经。 但是他们自己读了圣经的话呢，他们得到一个很明确的解释，就是说，推亚推那教会所行的是错误的。And
so they rebelled against the clerisy of the Roman Catholic Church, and many men of God rose, and they had far better theology.
所以当时呢，他们就 反叛了当时罗马天主教那个高层的那种统治，然后他们自己就兴起了自己的教会，所以当年呢，很多人呢成为了伟大的属神的人。Martin
Luther was probably the most famous as far as we're concerned, and he basically said a man is not justified by doing works; a man is justified only by faith.
所以呢，当时呢，马丁路德，所以他实际上他当时就是一个我们所认识知道的是一个非常有名的一个典型的人。所以最少他所说的呢，就是说呢，人不是因为你的行为称义，人仅仅只因信而称义。Well,
that's a wonderful thing. It's a marvelous thing. And many people in Thyatira, the age of Thyatira, said, I think we'll get to heaven because we pay lots of money. I think we'll get to heaven because we go to church. I think we'll go to heaven because we take the bread and the wine. I think we go to heaven because, and they had many, many all wrong. But Luther came up and said, it's all wrong. You will get to heaven if you believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这是一件很好的事儿。其实呢，至少就是说，在那个黑鸦天那教会那次，那些人呢，他们说呢，我也许会去天堂，因为我付了很多钱；我也许会去天堂，因为我去教会；我也许会去天堂，因为我参加礼圣餐；我也许会去教会，因为我做了很多的实亲。但是马丁路德却说，不，只要你信神。
Luther was in Germany, but the Lord raised up many similar men of God in other countries. Savonarola, I believe his name was in Italy. John Huss and others, I believe, in England. And there were just Calvin, I'm not sure where he was, but there were probably a half a dozen very popular, outstanding men of God around the year 1500, more or less, and they all said, we need the truth, and they became good at the top.
一当时呢，在马丁路德那时候是德国的，实际上呢，在有一个叫萨默尔的，在意大利，还有一个叫哈什的，在那个英国苏格兰，还有其他的一个叫加尔文的，他也不知道他到底从哪里来的，哪个国家的。 但是呢，实际上当时呢，起码有六个人以上的人，他们当时跟马丁路德一起起来了。他们说我们要神的真理，然后他们变成了很好的在上面那些管理教会的那样的人。And
so they wrote the rules down, and they put them on treaties and so on, and they said, this is what we believe. And frankly, as you read it, you say, that's pretty good.
他们呢就列出了一些条例，那些条例呢，是这样，这是我们所信的，这是我们所做的。然后呢，就是说这样呢，他们所有的这些人达成了一个协议。如果你去读他们所同意的那个协议，那个条例，你说这个太好了。And
the people who were in the congregation said, you know, I'm pretty good because I go to this church. I go to the church with the right doctrine. I must be good because I go to the church that's right at the top.
因为有些人呢，他就说，那我去的一个好的教会，这个教会的教义也是对的，这个教会呢是一个很好的教会。那么我去了这样一个教会，我也是一个很好的人，因为我去到一个顶端的教会了。And
my friend who has a friend who's a preacher in a church like that says that his friend cries. And he weeps and he says, Lord, I got a huge problem. I've got all the truth. And the people who come to my church don't listen. They just say, we must be good people because we're going to the right church and the right church has got the right rules. We're okay. I don't have to repent. I'm going to a good church.
因为他的一个朋友呢，实际上是向类似的一个教会里的一个讲道人。实际上，那个讲道人当时呢，他向主耶稣基督哭泣了，因为他哭泣，他说：“主啊，因为我有时首领有真理，我想教给我的会众。但是我的会众呢，他们却不听，他们认为呢，就是说呢，啊，我反正我来到的一个很好的教会，这个教会的教义也很好，什么也好，我们也不用悔改，我们的罪，我们也不用去怎么样，就因为我已经在一个很好的教会里呢，所以用不着听神的真理。”
So back to chapter 3 and verse 4. What else does the Lord say to the church in Sardis?
所以我们回到那个第三章第四节，那么主耶稣基督在撒底教会说了些什么呢？
He says, yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. The people normally were living bad lives by going to a church that said good things.
你这里呢，主耶稣说，在撒迪呢，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的。所以呢，通常呢，有很多人呢，他们自己做了很多的坏事，但是他们却去到了一个很好的教会。
So the Lord says, verse 4, to those who are not indifferent to the truth of God, they will walk with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never erase his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels.
第五节说,凡得胜的必穿这样穿白衣,我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名,且要在我的父面前和我父众天使面前认他的名。
Then he says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
然后呢,接着说呢,圣灵向众教会说,凡有耳的就应当听。
Just one aside here, and that is, the line is interesting. It says, he who will acknowledge his name before, verse 5. He who overcomes like them will be dressed in white. I will never erase his name from the book of life.
凡得胜的必穿这样的白衣,我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名。
Now that's very interesting. God has a book of life.
这里非常有趣的,神有一个生命册。
And in his book is listed everyone who is a Christian.
所以在他的这个书里呢,列出了每一个是基督徒的人的名字。
But this verse says that he who overcomes will not be erased from the book of life.
但这一节经文说呢,那些得胜的,他们的名字呢,并不从那个生命册上被抹去。
So the question is, how does God maintain the book of life?
现在问题是呢,神怎么来管理这个生命册呢?
And we won't go through all the verses because we're trying to pick up the other theme. But the theme is this. If God puts your name in the book of life and then rubs it out and then puts it in again and then rubs, what's going on? I thought when your name is in the book of life, you have everlasting life.
因为这里呢有很多经文来讲,我们也不会讲太多,因为我们还讲其他主题。那么说这里这个主题呢,就是说呢,如果神把你的名字写在生命册上,那么呢,神又抹去,然后再又写上,再又抹去,再又写上,又抹去。那我这是什么意思呢?我认为只要我的名字在生命册上,我就有永生呢。
So if you have eternal life, how could God erase names from that list?
如果你有永生的话,那么神怎么可能把你的名字从上面抹去呢?
This is my understanding, and it goes like this.
这是我自己的理解,是这样的。
At the very latest, every time a child is born, his name goes in the book of life.
所以呢,就是说在最后的那个时期呢,每一个刚出生的孩子,他的名字呢,都会出现在那个生命册上。
And if he refuses to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, God will have to erase his name from that book. And God will say, I wanted him to be my son. I wanted him to be a Christian. He wouldn't, and reluctantly, God erases his name from the book.
那个孩子呢,他如果拒绝长大以后,他拒绝接受主耶稣基督呢,作为他救主呢,神就会把他名字抹去,因为神说我想要他成为我的孩子,我想要他圣父,但是他就不圣父,把他名字就抹去了。But
if you and I trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, he will never erase our name from his book. Is that good news? Hallelujah.
Okay,
have you got the story of the five churches?
我们现在有五个教会的故事。
Church number one, a good church, Ephesus, but they left their first love.
第一个教会是以弗所的教会, 他们是一个很好的教会, 但是他们却失去了起初的爱。
Church number two, Smyrna, a church with much persecution, in part because they left their first love, and the Lord had to discipline them by allowing persecution to purify them.
因为施美达的教会是第二个教会，第二个教会呢，就是说呢，因为他们失去了他们当初的爱，所以这些教会呢受到了极大的迫害。主耶稣呢必须要管教他们。Church
number three, Pergamos, and in Pergamos they actually married the world. They said probably the world won't persecute us so much if we get closer to them. We're not going to stay way over here. We'll get a little closer to them. We'll be like them, and we won't get hurt as much.
因为第三个教会就比较魔的教会，因为魔教他们的问题呢，他们是跟世界结婚的，他们跟世界走得太近，他们说呢，如果我们跟世界走近一点，我们跟他们关系搞好一点，他们也许不会破坏我们的，所以我们呢，没有关系，我们跟他们关系搞好一点，我们跟他们近一点。Church
number four, a church bad at the top, but under it, some people who really do love the Lord and follow them in spite of the problems at the top, still following the Lord in spite of the problems at the top.
第四个教会呢，就是这个教会呢，他们在高层呢，他们那些人呢是坏的，那么在下面呢，有些人呢他也可能是好的。所以呢，这些呢，坏的教会呢，就是说在底层的人呢，他们说呢，尽管他们是坏的，我们也要去做正确的，我们不会去跟随他们干坏事。
Church number five, Sardis, great truth at the top, lots of good things at the top, but the people at the bottom saying, if because it's good at the top, I'm sure I'm good. Their theology is good, I'm sure I'm okay, and they're all sleeping at the bottom rather than living the truth that's at the top.
因为在第五个教会呢，实际上就是这个撒底教会。撒底教会呢，实际上他们呢，在高层的这些人呢，上面这些人他们其实都是好的。那么在下面这些人呢，他们说呢，如果他们在上面呢是好的，我们也是好的；如果他们有很好的教育呢，我们也是一个好的教育。所以我们也不用管他们。所以下面的人其实都在睡觉，他们不是说是去为主工作。
All right, now I have gone extremely quickly over these five churches, and I'm sure that I have left many of you with great confusion, and some of you even enough knowledge to understand some questions. And so we'll take some questions now. I'm not sure that I will know the answer, but hopefully we'll get a little more clarification. Basically, when we finish, we'll say we're all in one of those seven churches. What kind of a church am I in? What kind of a church should I be in? What kind of a church would I be in if everybody in the church was like me?
因为这里呢，因为我把这个讲得太快了，这五个教会讲得特别快，我认为呢，我把大家呢，就是说让很多人都搞糊涂了，所以呢，就是说呢，我也认为在当中我们有些人呢，甚至没有足够的圣经知识来理解那些问题，所以呢，就是现在我觉得给大家一些时间，让大家来问问题。 但是呢，起码的，我要大家知道，首先你要知道，在这五个教会里，我是在哪个教会里。如果说我是在哪个教会里，我应该在哪个教会里。如果我周围的人都是在这几个教会里面的这样的人，我应该怎么做
？All right, any questions？
现在有没有问题？他说那问题呢，他不一定有好的答案，但是最少他可以给大家澄清一下。
我有一个问题啊，就是有很多人他认为就是我们中国人在西方要融入这个社会的话，就需要加入基督教，所以有很多人他们也是受死了，觉知受死了，但是之后他们就是温水煮青蛙，就是也不去学习圣经，也不 按照圣经上面的事去做， 这种人也会得到永生吗?
Mm-hmm. So his question is about that many new immigrants that are from China. So most of the people told them that if you want to be one of the Western culture members, you should be join that, you should join our church, Christianity. You should be become a Christian. So for this reason, many people, they became a Christian, and they even prayed the sinner's prayer and was baptized, but they just like lukewarm water. They didn't do anything in the church. They didn't read the Bible. They just said he's a Christian. So this kind of, her question is, this kind of people are going to be have a eternal life?
All right, and that's a very good question. And I'm not really sure how to go about answering it.
这个是一个很好的问题, 它不是很清楚到底要怎么样切入这个问题。
I am thankful for all the people who say you should become a Christian, even if they say it for those reasons.
现在我要谢谢那些所有的人说你应该成为一个基督徒那样的人，就不管就算他们是为了这个原因而成为基督徒。
I'm not sure how it happened, but I remember asking one lady who came to 16th. I said, "Why did you come to 16th Avenue Chapel?"
现在我有一次呢，我跟一个来到十六届教会的人说，我说为什么你要来到我们十六届福音教会呢？
And she said, "Well, I went to the immigration people, I think, and said I should go to a church. What church should I go to?" And they said, "You go to 16th Avenue Chapel."
那他说他去和那些移民的，就是管移民的那些人，他就问他说，我应该去哪些教会呢？去哪个教会呢？然后那个移民的管移民的人跟他说，那你应该去十六届福音教会。
And she did, so I was happy.
这一段来了，我非常高兴。
But who becomes a Christian?
但谁呢？成为基督徒呢？
And the Church of Sardis teaches us that you don't become a Christian because you go to a church that is a Christian church.
所以呢，这个沙迪这个教会的这个信呢，告诉我们。 你成为基督徒，并不是因为你去哪一个很好的教会，你就自动成为了基督徒。And
as you say, some people go through the motions, they go through the ceremonies, they pray the sinner's prayer, they get baptized, they go to church, they may pay money. Does that mean to say they're Christians?
因为很多人呢，他们参加呢很多的教会的活动，他们去到教会，他们觉知，他们甚至说受洗，到了受洗以后，他们甚至奉献。那么说呢，他们如果做这所有的一切，这个是不是意味着他就是一个基督徒呢？
And the answer is no.
答案是不是的。
The only people who become Christians are those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and there must be evidence for belief.
所以呢，唯一的那些是基督徒的，就是说，他说他信主耶稣基督，但是呢，必须有证明证据，证有证据证明他的信心。
There are two evidences for belief.
就是两样的证据作为信心来说。
One is repentance. If you don't turn from the sin that characterized you before you came to Jesus, you don't believe. You've got to repent of your sin. That's evidence number one that something's going on.
那第一件事就是你要悔改。悔改呢，就是说，如果你转离你的罪，如果说你的那个性格和特征在 你信之前跟你信主以后没有完全的改，没有改变的话，那就是这就是一个证据，证明你信了还是不信。
Evidence number two is the evidence of obedience.
就是第二个证据呢，就是证明你是不是顺服。
And evidence number three, if you like, is the evidence of true confidence in eternal life.
所以呢，就是第三个证据呢，就是你有没有真正的信心，就是你这样坚信你有永生。
So, the Christian says, I want to become a Christian. I do become a Christian. I repent of what was past.
所以呢，基督徒说呢，我要成为一个基督徒，然后呢，我真的成为一个基督徒，然后我把所有的过去我都悔改。
And I'm not going to do those things again.
我不会去做过去那样的坏事。
Number three, I'm looking for eternal life, and the things in this life I'm not going to be giving myself to. I give myself to eternal life.
第三样呢，我盼望着永生。永生呢，我不在乎今生的这样一个生命，我只盼望永生。
That's my plan for the future.
这是我在将来的计划。
But today it's obedience.
但是今天呢，也要顺服。
And yet, without that, doesn't matter what church you go to, doesn't matter whether the immigration people send you there, or whether your parents send you there,or whether you go there because you got a guilty conscience. None of those matters, the things matter. You must believe. He who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ has eternal life. But you've got to believe, and there's got to be evidence for that belief.
因为这个他跟印说呢，就是说不管是谁让你去教会的，不管说是移民局的，还是你管移民的局的，还是你的父母了，还是你有一颗有罪的、有愧的罪的良心的，你来的教会，不管是任何原因，你在任何原因在教会里，唯一一个呢，就是说是你相信主耶稣基督，你相信主耶稣基督，你就是一个基督徒，然后呢，必须有证据来证明你真的是相信了，你真的悔改。
And the problem with the church in Sardis is, oh yeah, I believe all that.
因为在撒底这个教会里的问题呢，就是在底下的人说，哦，我相信，我相信那些。
So when I was at university, I met a girl.
所以呢，当我在上大学的时候呢，我碰到一个女孩。
She was an excited Christian.
她是一个很兴奋的基督徒。
I can't even remember her name. I didn't know her well. But I said to her one day, I said, tell me, how did you become a Christian?
然后呢，我不记得她的名字，甚至我对她不是很了解。就是有一天我跟她说呢，你怎么成为一个基督徒呢？
She said, well, you know, when I was younger, I used to go along to church.
然后你知道吗？当我还年轻的时候，我通常去一个教会。
And she said, you know, they said to us, you should get baptized.
然后他们跟我说呢，你应该受洗。
So she said, I took the baptism course and I got baptized.
然后她说我呢上了受洗课，然后我就受洗了。
And then she said, about 5 or 7 years later, I got out here to university and somebody told me the gospel and I got saved. I believed the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说呢，很多年以后呢，你知道我来到上大学，上大学有些人给我传讲的主耶稣基督，然后呢，我就得救了。我。
And so she said to herself, "What's wrong here?" She said, "I got baptized several years ago. Why? And now I get saved. How come? I thought you're supposed to get saved and then get baptized. I got baptized and then I got saved. What's wrong?"
这些说这里有什么不对吗？我几年之前我都受洗了，但是我现在去得救了，我认为我应该先得救，再受洗。那么这中间也出了什么问题呢？
So she said, you know, I went back to the papers that I was given when I got baptized, and I read the papers, and everything they said on the papers was right.
那他说你，我就回到了那个我以前受洗的那个教会，看他们在那里写的纸上的那些东西，我把纸上那些东西读到以后呢，纸上写的每一条都是对的。
So she said with my head, I said, yep, I agree with that, I'll get baptized.
所以他就说，哎，在我大脑里说呢，他所写的这些我都同意，所以我受洗了。
But she didn't believe in her heart.
但是他并没有从他心里深处信。
And in fact, she didn't even understand in her heart.
所以呢，事实上呢，在他心里，他甚至都不理解。
She said, I'm so disappointed that those people baptized me when I didn't understand and they didn't know I didn't believe, but I'm thrilled that I got saved now.
所以呢，他说呢，我其实有点失望，因为呢，当时呢，那些人给我施洗的人呢，他们甚至都不知道，我从内心呢并没有信，但是我感到兴奋和激动的呢，是现在我信了，我得救了。
The church in Sardis is very typical of many, many, many so-called churches in our day.
所以呢，这个撒迪这个教会呢，是非常非常典型的，在我们当今时代的那些教会的代表。Well,
again, that's a start to the answer to your question. It's not an exhaustive answer. Good question. And praise the Lord that somebody is telling the immigrants, go to church. I say hallelujah.
因为这个呢，就是对印的答案的一个一点点的那个印的问题的一个点点答案，不是说全部的最终的答案。但是呢，有一点呢非常非常好的，就是有些人对新移民说你去教会，这是一个很好的事情。Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Our time is more than gone. I apologize.
我们的祷告，因为我们的时间远远过了。Lord,
we want to thank you for telling us ahead of time what kind of churches there are going to be in the world.
所以呢，主啊，我们非常感恩您早就告诉了我们，在世界上将会存在什么样类型的教会。And
Lord, our prayer is not only that we will be in a good church, but we pray, Lord, that you will make us the kind of people who will make a good church.
所以主啊，我们的祷告是我们不仅仅是在要一个在一个好的教会里面，我们同样呢是祷告让您使我们每个人成为那个建立一个好的教会的那样的人。So
we give thanks now in Jesus' name. Seek your blessing.
所以我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名求您赐福给我们。
Amen.
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 Amen.